Good. I hope you have all taken sufficient rest and are ready for another full day of the Kirtan course. Maybe you can feel the purification in the heart, the cleansing, things are coming up, things are going away, like a real heart cleansing process. And today we will deal in the discovery lecture with a very important point, that is that one thing which keeps us bound, even though we chant, and which we have to give up if we want to be free, the souls no longer conditioned by the material energy. Good. Namo. Would you like to change that? I don't know. Am I just close? Yeah. Your voice is extremely inspiring.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjari Hari.
Jaya
Samasta
Shakto
Bhaktim
Shankara, Avidya, Grantim, Vibhetsyasi, Mamaham, Iti, Prarudham, Tvam Pratyakatmanitada Bhagavatyananta. Matra upapanna samasta shakto
Ananda matra upapanna samasta shakto
Bhaktim vidaya paramang shanakera vidya
Bhaktim vidaya paramang shanakera vidya
Grantim vibhetsyasi mama miti prarudham
Grantim vibhetsyasi mama miti prarudham
Tvam pratyakatmani tada bhagavatyananta
Tvam pratyakatmani tada bhagavatyananta
Ananda matra upapanna samasta shakto
Ananda matra upapanna samasta shakto
Bhaktim vidaya paramam shanaker avidya
Bhaktim vidaya paramam shanaker avidya
Grantim vibhetsyasi mama miti prarudham
Grantim vibhetsyasi mama miti prarudham
Tvam pratyakatmani tada bhagavatyananta
Tvam pratyakatmani tada bhagavatyananta
Ananda matra upapana samasta shakto
Ananda matra upapana samasta shakto
Bhaktim vidhaya paramam shanakara vidya
Bhaktim vidhaya paramam shanakara vidya
Grantim vibhetsyasi mamaham iti prarodham
Grantim vibhetsyasi mamaham iti prarodham
Yes, would someone else try?
Tvam pratyagatmani tada bhagavatyananta
Tvam pratyagatmani tada bhagavatyananta
Ananda matra upapana samasta shaktau
Ananda matra upapana samasta shaktau
Bhaktim vidaya paramam shanakaya vidya
Bhaktim vidaya paramam shanakaya vidya
Grantim vibhetsyasi maham mamaham iti prarudham
Grantim vibhetsyasi maham iti prarudham
Thank you. Can we have one Mataji, please? We will directly read the translation because it's a verse taken out of context. I would like to give you the context in which it is coming up. Today we will think of an inner attitude which is very difficult to develop but which is very necessary for proper chanting, we will also learn what we will have to give up. It's the false ego, which is composed of two understandings, I and mine. Here's the translation for you. Thus regaining your natural position and rendering service unto the Supreme Lord, who is the all-powerful reservoir of all pleasure, and who lives in all living entities as the Supersoul, you will very soon forget the illusory understanding of I and mine. So it says, when someone comes to his natural position, where he serves the Lord, at that time he will very soon forget this false ego which is binding him to the material world. So, purport. Dhruva Maharaj was already a liberated person because at the age of 5 years he had seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even though he was liberated, he was for the time being afflicted by the illusion of Maya, thinking himself the brother of Uttama in the bodily concept of life. The whole material world is working on the basis of I and mine. This is the root of attraction to the material world. If one is attracted by this root of illusory conceptions, I and mine, he will have to remain within this material world in different exalted or nasty positions. So it says there's a root, a cause of our being in the material world. It's the concept of ahammameti, or in brief, the false ego. If one doesn't work on this, he will have to stay in this material world in different exalted or nasty positions. Very nice wording. And by the grace of Lord Krishna, the sages and Lord Manu reminded Dhruva Maharaj that he should not continue this material conception of I and mine. Simply by devotional service unto the Lord, his illusion could be eradicated without any difficulty. Please join us in the prayers.
Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine.
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prasyacharishatavine.
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Yogavadavinda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur once gave us an analogy for a person who tries sincerely to move forward in his spiritual life, but who is not able to do so because he has not lifted the anchor, or he has not removed the basic attachment to this material world. The analogy which he gave was of a rowing boat which is rowed very vigorously by a person whose inside
but who, which remains on the same spot, the rowing boat, because of the anchor which has been forgotten to be lifted. So in our in our spiritual life, we can be, without knowing what is wrong, in a similar situation. We can make a lot of efforts. We can chant with maximum amount of concentration. We can try to control our mind and even our senses. We can try to rise very early and attend the Mangal Aarti 1 hour before it really starts. We can do so many things, but we can suffer from the feeling that we are not really moving forward. And the reason why this is so is because a basic attachment has not yet been addressed, and that is the false ego. The false ego, which consists of two conceptions: I am, and this is mine. If I could translate this in a normal situation, I am a German. I don't really think like this, and I have heard I'm a very untypical German by nature. But I'm a German, that's in my passport. I am a 60 something old man, aging, and soon being ready for the graveyard. And this is my passport, my rights, my hobbies, my thoughts. This is something which I think can make us very, very or it makes it very easy to express Ahamma Meti, I and mine, with a concrete example. All this together, the sense of identity, the sense of this belongs to me, an extended identity, is the false ego, which is compared with a knot. A knot which binds the eternal soul to Maya, to illusion. So if one continues with this understanding when one chants the holy name, one doesn't make any real advancement. But in the words of the saint Haridas Thakur, one is worthless like a pile of ashes. Hare Krishna. If one has heard the glories of the transcendental holy name, says Haridas Thakur, but nevertheless continues in the materialistic concept of life, thinking, I am this body, and everything that belongs to this body is mine, Ahamameti. And if one does not show respect and love for the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that is an offense. If a person continues to think in terms of I and mine, he is worthless like a pile of ashes. Why is a pile of ashes worthless? The reason is that a pile of ashes cannot catch fire. You can bring your light, fire lighter, you can bring a spark, but the pile of ashes will remain dark, gray, or black and not catch fire. So if a person continues with this false ego, he cannot catch fire. He cannot be fired up, we say. I think that is one of Jayananda Maharaj's often used words. Because the Krishna consciousness cannot take hold of him. Mahatma Prabhu, who is a very experienced facilitator and who has helped me to improve a little bit my presentation, once said to me, you have to give life to your presentation. Yeah, it's almost like giving flesh to a skeleton. And I will now do this. See, Manu and myself are in the difficult role sometimes to give slots or a lot slots of kirtan singing to different, we call them kirtaniyas or devotees who sing kirtan and who have talent also to sing or to play madanga or harmonium. Kirtaniya is the term for these. And sometimes it is difficult because there are more kirtaniyas than there are slots, because a day has only 24 hours, at least in the material world. Then the kirtaniyas who have not been allotted a slot can become quite temperamental. They can say, sometimes I've heard, I'm so good, my voice is absolutely loud and melodious, and I should be given a kirtan slot. I'm better than so-and-so. I have produced more CDs than anyone, and therefore I should do this. Now, when this kirtaniya spoke to us, he used many times I and my CDs. He talked about mine, this can be, it doesn't have to be always like this, but it can sometimes be a sign of false ego, there is still the knot in the heart which binds the soul to the body and to different concepts. Now this knot doesn't have a materialistic sound, like I am a super manager of a cleaning company and my car is driving very swiftly down the autobahn. It's now a different sound. This false ego is, I am a big kirtaniya, or I'm a big devotee, and my CDs or my abilities are really astonishing. The false ego has a different sound to it. It sounds now very spiritual, but it may still come from the same source, the identification with external things. Now, if this is not addressed in a spiritual movement, if this is not addressed in the kirtan field, then we do ourselves a great disfavor by not detecting the main cause for our materialistic consciousness and our problems. That is the false ego, which gives rise so many offenses and material desires and this whole material scenario. In the scriptures, a very adept analogy is given for the false ego. The false ego is often described to be like a knot that binds, but it is sometimes also compared to a mountain which blocks the vision. It says, between us and the Lord, there is a mountain of aham mameti, a mountain of false ego. I want to ask you this morning a question. I don't wish to talk so much about the false ego, because if we hear too much before breakfast, we might lose our appetite and so on. So I want to talk about solutions more. Also, we want to hear very soon from His Holiness Jayananda Maharaj. I want to ask you a question. What do you think does the tradition of Krishna consciousness offer us as a means to cross over this false ego? Yes, Guru Hari.
Becoming a servant.
Becoming a servant. Mm-hmm. Now, I will collect answers. I will not comment. But certainly it's a wonderful answer. But, yes?
The understanding that we are not this body, hence many of these abilities come from what body we've been given. Mm-hmm. And identifying the difference between that and the soul.
Yes. The understanding that we are not the body, and thus understanding that the abilities which are with us are physical abilities, and we should learn to identify with the soul. This is a very nice answer also. Mm-hmm. Yes, Bhakti. Yeah.
Recognizing our conditioned nature and then engaging that in service so that we're purified of the false ego conception. Mm-hmm.
Recognizing our conditioned nature and engaging it in a service. Yeah, I did this morning when this wonderful devotee, Prabhu, what is your good name?
Jayananda Das.
Jayananda Das. Oh, very much related to
Jayananda. Related to a real Vaishnava. Not me.
This Prabhu was, I was very tired physically. After all, Kirtan course is something substantial. Then this devotee started to dance, and I thought, I mean, not the body. And anyways, this is most probably the best way to please Krishna at this moment. So let me dance like him. And I purposefully stood next to him, and I imitated him. I learned a new twist from him, and I felt that
you ended up like me. Wasn't
I thought, let us dance this morning for the pleasure of Krishna. And Gopinath joined us also. He was also a tired corpse this morning from the jet lag from Australia, I understand. We try to serve the Lord in this. And then we see. Good. Mm-hmm. Yes, anyone else? I'm sorry, I commented too. How can we overcome the false ego? Is this a good question, or is this totally unrelevant to you because you have already cut the knot to material existence in your heart? Yes,
please. Do more kirtan with the heart.
Do more kirtan with the heart. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyone? Yes.
To surrender.
To surrender. Yes, to surrender. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, what all the answers are wonderful. The Bhajanahasya, however, marks one path. It tells a path which can help us to cross this mountain which is between us and the Lord. And it is the path of Sharanagati. Now this path is something like a spiritual highway with six lanes, you could say. It's a and there's an elaborate teaching on this. I will give you briefly the six lanes of surrender, or six roads of surrender, as they are discussed in Harinam Chintamani. I can only encourage you, be very attentive, because I will not be able to talk about each one in detail. In brief, surrender to Krishna means six things. It starts with accepting everything that is favorable for devotional service, like our Jayananda does.
Jayananda.
Aha, not Jayananda.
Jayananda.
I'm sorry.
That's why I say real devotee. Yes, I am.
Sorry,
I get it wrong. I am from England. English. Get it right next time. How many times have I got to tell you?
Thank you very much for your
plenty of my full seat.
The greatness of the Vaishnavas. So yes. So it means to accept what is favorable, like our Jayananda Prabhu. He understood well. This is good for bhakti, to dance for the pleasure of the Lord. Most probably he remembered a verse where it says, those who chant and dance before me with tears in their eyes, they purchase me. Krishna feels so happy with them that this, he says, I'm yours, I like this very much. So the accepting what is favorable for devotional service, which on the negative side means to reject that which is not helpful for devotional service. The third lane of this path is to believe that Krishna always gives me protection. To understand he is the protector and to take his shelter, therefore. In times of difficulties, go to Krishna as your protector. Then, fourth is to identify oneself with Krishna's devotees. It often is translated differently, like to accept Krishna as one's maintainer. But this means a practice, really. Oh, Krishna, I'm your devotee, I'm yours now. I'm joining the Krishna Samsara, the family of Lord Krishna. And I'm in his world now. I'm no longer in the Maya Samsara. Identify oneself with Krishna's devotees. The fifth is to always feel an inability without the help of Krishna. To know only Krishna helps. Like when a devotee is praised, he will always say, well, I'm really not very useful, but Krishna, my spiritual master, was merciful. They allowed me to do something. They gave me this ability. The last is to always feel oneself inferior to Krishna, even though one may have full capacity to perform something on his own. No? This means Atmanivedana. You surrender, you know, oh, Krishna is my Lord, and yes, maybe I have some material riches, but even these I have by Krishna's mercy. On my own, I can't do anything. Yes. So this is how you can cross the false ego. And in very practical terms, this will be my last comment on this, giving up this offense of remaining anchored, so to say, in the material world. Is you should cut the anchor line, the anchor chain, with the by surrendering to Krishna. And this is in regards to chanting or doing kirtan, something which you can do very easy. It's very easy, really, to surrender in kirtan. You just know, I'm now in the kirtan, and my life is becoming now very essential. I concentrate on two things. I praise the Lord through singing His holy name, and I make every effort to listen to the kirtan, to the sound of the holy name, and surrender to these two things. It is not very complicated. Maybe you have forgotten all the six lanes of surrender by now, because it is a little complicated. It is early in the morning and blood sugar is low, concentration weak. But let us be concrete. In kirtan, it really means you should now praise Krishna, glorify Krishna, and listen to this. This is only possible, really, if you move yourself out of the center. For too long, you are sitting on a wrongly occupied throne. A throne which you have, in political language, usurped. It's the throne of the heart, where you sit. And you have chained yourself down on that throne with a false ego. Now remove yourself. Get down from the throne. Move away from the center and put Krishna in the center. This is real kirtan. This is real Krishna kirtan. Two cannot sit on the throne. It's too small. It's either your false ego or Krishna. And in kirtan, therefore, you do not help yourself or serve yourself very well if you now develop a big ego of a kirtan leader or a Krishna. It is not good for you, because the same person remains sitting on the throne. It's all about Krishna. Put Krishna in the center. Look at our pujari. No, maybe you will feel uncomfortable. When the pujari or priest performs the aarti of Lord Krishna, it's all about the deity. Imagine a vain pujari who comes with the conch shell before the curtain is opened, and stands before the curtain and flexes his muscles. Then he shows at the new tattoos which he has, and he addresses everyone, "I'm very, very happy that you have assembled to see me, and who am now on an elevated pedestal." We would say, "Get this fool down, Manohar, please get him down, lock him up in the toilet." This is, we want to see Radha Gopinath. We didn't come to see tattoos of a pujari and so on. Kirtan has the same logic We are putting Krishna in the center, His holy name. We are glorifying Him. Do you know that the root word of kirtan is kirt? What does kirt mean? To glorify, to praise. Not yourself, but Krishna. Very important, and some don't get it right. I have seen one very successful kirtan band. They're not really devotees. Who published many CDs. I do not want to name them. Tell you the name, but they do workshop after the kirtan. And it is discover your voice that you can praise yourself. Such a thing you find. They have not paid attention to the correct understanding of kirtan. It is about the Lord. It's very important. And that's why kirtan is the fastest way in Kali Yuga for God realization, because it helps us to cut this chain, this anchor chain of the false ego. Why? Because the very idea is that I must go from the throne and of the heart, and Krishna must be installed. Hare Krishna. We will now request His Holiness Jayananda Maharaj to talk for about half an hour to nine.
Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Basically in the same line, same kind of thing. If you came at all, because the day of the workshop which will follow this will be
your instructions to all of us.
Thank you all for your kind association and Maharaj for sharing the mercy which he's received with us, helping us to understand our situation and what the goal of our life is and how to live our lives in such a way as to move towards that goal. I was just in France before coming here, and we were there in the Prabhu myself. And perhaps you've seen, I hope you have anyway, you can see them on Dandelions. You can see me there on Dandelions. Paris Yatra. You can see me in the center of the kirtan now. And even in this state, just to prove how advanced I am, I managed to procure one wheelchair so I could still be in the center of the kirtan with all the kirtan, out of my humility. And my intensive humility, I allowed him to choose others to lead the kirtan. Still, I was able to get from, you know, exposure, because I was the kirtan. I received lots of recognition. It was very successful in that. And to learn this art, a very special art. That Maharaj was mentioning, put yourself in the center.
sit on the throne.
On the throne. On the throne. On the throne. Somebody was missing. I think Maharaj mentioned Krishna. I think I'm going to have a long time to go. I must be really full. Kirtan. Maharaj just began to mention a few. He knows my former condition, so he didn't want to mention too much. My desire to be seen and recognized, and so on and so forth. When that day will come, when I'll learn that daily mind, senses ceasing, taste for the name increasing, when I learn that daily mind. And your mercy shines into our heart. As Maharaj was giving many wonderful examples of ashes and so on and so forth. The same thing, that mercy is shining, is ever shining. Krishna is everywhere. I sometimes get things when we read 11th canto of Bhagavatam, various sectors of Bhagavatam, it becomes clearer maybe. Prayers of personified Vedas are in his favorite chapter of the Krishna book, no doubt. I'm sure you've all read it over and over. It's oftentimes a chapter which we jump over very quickly to get on to our pastimes or something. But it gives us a very important, to me anyway, I'm just on here for a platform. Very helpful, much helpful, very helpful to remember that Krishna is everywhere. And in terms of the false ego, in terms of, let's say, seeing things around us as objects of our pleasure or enjoyment, to remember they're nothing but, be they perverted or be they what they may, but they're nothing but expansions of Krishna and his various energies. The beauty which we see, so-called beauty, according to the eye of our condition, is nothing but another aspect of Krishna's energy. Try to remember that. And when we see a beautiful person, somebody who's got a wonderful voice, as Maharaj was mentioning earlier on, but sometimes we get a little attached to it, thinking it's mine, and everyone should know it. But it's not mine. Sure, we've got, for whatever reason, be it karmic or whatever, these facilities, tiny that they are, insignificant in reality. In time, they're all taken away in moments. We can lose everything on the spot. And compared to Narada Muni or some brethren of Gandharva Loka, however good our voices may be, they're not probably, you wouldn't get in a competition. Certainly wouldn't win it. And same with dancing. I don't know where, so we heard, I joined in London, and we heard that sometimes, Narada Muni comes to see the devotees chanting and dancing, he has a good life. He has a good life. He's very happy. He's very happy. Whatever it is, wonderful. At the same time, we're dancing like this, that, the other, sometimes it's almost like a break dance or something. But nonetheless, in the association of devotees, and by the mercy of the pure devotees, if we surrender or try to follow their example and their instructions, maybe in time our hearts will become purified and we'll let go of the attachments and the barriers which are blocking that flow of mercy. This anonymity or whatever expansions come from that, the identifications which we have, and so on and so forth. This mountain of sin which Lord Kapiladeva describes can be smashed by meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. Nice verses there in the Bhagavatam which describes how Lord Shiva is auspicious. He becomes even more auspicious by taking the water of the Ganges River. And the Sankirtan movement flowing into this universe, freely for all to take advantage of. the river Ganga is also flowing into the universe. Lord Shiva, there is mercy, you could say, takes this opportunity to take that water on his head, disseminates it through the universe, and because that water has touched the lotus feet of the Lord. As the holy name of Krishna is not different, but when coming through the pure devotee, and it's, let's say, the pure devotee has touched the holy name, and the holy name becomes all merciful, all auspicious. So we're very fortunate to receive this opportunity from the pure devotees of the Lord who are giving us this chance. Prabhupada describes it by meditating as Lord Shiva becomes all auspicious by taking this pure water which has touched the lotus feet of the Lord. And because the lotus feet of the Lord, describes in the verse, act like thunderbolts, which smash the mountain of sin within our hearts. In the heart full of material desires, mountains of desire, attachments and so on, can be smashed by this meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord. Lotus feet of the Lord have appeared so kindly in the form of this Sankirtan movement that they are absorbing ourselves in Shravan Kirtan hearing. We all hear, when we ready to hear, chant and be happy, but not that we're chanting, maybe that in the beginning is our motivation. Ultimately, we want to see Krishna happy, we want to see others happy, but in the beginning, maybe you're thinking, me. We want to see that. As spiritual master, Krishna is happy, automatically then everything will come. You don't have to make that separate endeavor to try to adjust things, taking shelter of the mercy. And then gradually this mountain of sin within our hearts will be dissolved or removed. And that's our good fortune, although it's very difficult to sit and remember Krishna. No doubt that's our objective, but to remember Krishna. This chanting of the holy names and the association of devotees. I feel very little shy and embarrassed in the front of His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj and Mahamaprabhu and all of you wonderful devotees. I'm just a bit of a greenhorn in this regard, I suppose. If you know that term, it's not very, say, experienced in that regard. I just go out and chant Hare Krishna, hope that somehow we're going to get some mercy and others will get some mercy, and Prabhupada will be pleased and Krishna will be pleased. I had an experience the other day. We were in France, and it was there were two experiences. The first was Gay Pride Day. They have this big thing in France on Saturday every year, Gay Pride Day, and we're chanting there. That was one of the very, our Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are so merciful and to everyone. And then the next one, a couple of days later, was National Music Festival Day. And that's the day everyone who wants can go on the street and just make as much noise as they like. With loudspeakers, you can hear. Otherwise they don't allow it much in France. They're really against loudspeakers, and this is, you know, official. And so we don't usually use a loudspeaker, but that day we can use a loudspeaker not strong enough to compete with the others. But anyway, we went out, and two of us, Jayananda Prabhu and myself, in Glasgow, two of us, and then some others joined us later on. And then suddenly the Harinam Rishi, if you know who they are, is an enthusiastic group of devotees who travel the world chanting Hare Krishna.
Russian devotees, maybe? Of Russian?
No, they're not actually. They're the leaders from Slovakia, and the bicycle accompanying man is from Czech, and the singer is from Croatia, you know, Shamaras. A very famous kirtan leader. He's very humble. So. But he's one Shamaras Prabhu. Indrajana Maharaj disciple, and joined us with Krishna Kripa, who you may have heard of, amazing personality. they joined us and we went on kirtan together, chanting, many people dancing and joining in. Very wonderful experience, sharing, expanding the family, instead of expanding the party. It's a party. Lord Chaitanya's party is to bring people in. Yes, we're having a, and people would appreciate we were having a real party. Not that we're going out there for that reason. That's how people could see it. And then we were about to leave, and some of the doors did leave. Some of us came. And then we went back, going back to the car, and we saw on the riverside there were thousands of young people. Young French people. Few foreign, mostly French. People just carried on chanting with these young people, and it's so wonderful. Although most of them were drunk, nonetheless they were experiencing, as Jiva Goswami says, that in the kirtan, offences are not taken into it. In the sankirtan, congregational chanting, the offences are not taken into account. If anyone can taste the nectar or the bliss of congregational chanting, so powerful. Hundreds of kids dancing, just experiencing something they probably never thought they would experience that night. And we were worried they were going to fall into the river. Somehow or another, Lord Chaitanya protected them from that. But they got the mercy of the holy name. It was so wonderful. Now, we chanted non-stop for 6 hours.
Wow.
From beginning to end. Not on the riverside, but from beginning to end. I don't know. I didn't even realize it. It felt like wow. It was amazing. And, I thought I was going to maybe last 2 hours in the beginning, and I had to knock out and let the others take over. We couldn't stop. It was an amazing experience. And then we had the real mercy when we went back to New Mayapur. We got back about maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. And these devotees had never been there before to Mayapur, so a golden opportunity to render a little service. And so we were kind of like Jayananda Prabhu and myself trying to arrange some prasadam and places to stay. Krishna had another plan, a very special mercy. Well, we also did have the opportunity for that. But the real opportunity was when I was going down the stairs. And I'm sitting, so nice, I'm going out, I'm sure I'm a good devotee, I'm arranging for the prasadam, and even though I'm a senior devotee, and I've been out 6 hours longer than anyone else, in fact, and I know they should be serving me, definitely. And I thought, now I'll show how good I am, I'm going to serve prasadam. And so I was going downstairs with that in mind. Before long, I was on my back, getting a good slip. Slipped on the stairs and ended up on my back. Well, first on my front, I landed on my forehead, smack, right there, bang. It was such a bang I could hear. No one else was around. It was semi-dark. I thought my head has been split open. I put my hand up and thought there was going to be blood everywhere. There was nothing. I couldn't believe it. And I didn't even feel dizzy, I didn't go unconscious, it was amazing. However, the foot and the arm sort of were stuck up in the air, throbbing. And I led there for about 15 minutes before the breath came back. But the amazing thing was, I wasn't thinking of Krishna when I was going down the stairs. Well, you could say, yes, this is devotional service. We're thinking of devotional service. Well, even if it's mixed. In my case, it was certainly mixed with a little bit of interest in being, well, thank you, Prabhu Maharaj, you shouldn't be doing whatever it is, little aspects of the false ego sneaking there sometimes, or all the time. And, the amazing thing that I wasn't thinking of Krishna exactly when I went down the stairs, but what I realized was Krishna was thinking of us. That's what I realized. No matter how fallen I am, I don't want to get into the details of that. Any books on that, maybe one day I will, just for my, safe name and fame or something. It was amazing, because I don't know where it came from. Well, I know where it came from. It wasn't for me as such. As soon as the head hit the ground, simultaneously, Krishna! Oh. Came out. Excuse me. I was shocked. I was shocked. I was amazed, because usually it's some other sound comes out, something, you know. Every moment we're getting tested, but when we realize it. But it was Krishna, and it really was Krishna. And it was quite an experience. Immediately Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, quietly coming out of the mouth. And it wasn't like I was thinking, what do I do now? I better chant Krishna in case if they come, they'll think I'm not really qualified to do what they think I am. But then it kind of automatically happened. And I didn't really have anything to do with it. It was amazing that Krishna gave a little tiny one. I'm sure you get it every moment and every day. It's like a lesson for a baby, just with a baby on the path. It's like an amazing experience. And it's like one thing after another. It's just like Krishna's. He's taking away, as Maharaj was only touching the surface, of this getting off the throne and realizing that everything is Krishna's mercy. And seeing Krishna in everything. Realizing that he's behind everything, he's always working for our benefit. And we may not see it like that, but he's so merciful, he's always working to try to help free us from these shackles, from the chains, from the knots, whatever term we wish or know, which binds us in this, in the heart. We're bound up by our own network, like spiders who wove their own, you know. It's creatures that make their own cocoon. It's our own cocoon. What are we going to become attached to? What is it we're so proud of? We haven't got anything. Everything is Krishna's mercy. But he gives it to us materially. We want it. We've got our karma. It just doesn't bring us happiness. It doesn't satisfy the soul. May satisfy a little bit for a moment that false ego. They let go of all these things, whatever they may be, exposed. Prabhupada gives the example. It's kind of a bit of a gross example, but Prabhupada gave it. When a man and a woman want to enjoy themselves, they take their clothes off. Pretty gross. But Prabhupada said that. So it's a similar thing. We have to take these, you know, external clothes off. If we want to enjoy, I'm saying so, should be we're supposed to be Krishna envy, bringing pleasure to Krishna, but nonetheless, that taste, which brings pleasure to Krishna also, that taste to evolve, you have to take off these coats of identification, these subtle and gross coats which we maybe, I am, we're wearing, attachments and so on and so forth. Take them off and then the real. Then we can get the association of the holy name and the genuine association of devotees. Otherwise, being in the association of devotees and being in the association of Sri Vrindavan is a very wonderful opportunity. Let us take advantage of that opportunity more and more. Serve the Vaishnavas even if it's a little mixed. Service to the Vaishnavas, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, emphasizes the gateway to Sri Vrindavan. It's the gateway to developing a taste in serving the holy name. It's the gateway to pleasing Krishna. Service to the Vaishnavas. Last point, Mother Maharaj was mentioning earlier on, something about being a devotee. I can't remember exactly. But I remember Burijan Prabhu one time told me, maybe he told earlier, I don't know. But he quoted one, we were talking, he quoted one poem which one devotee wrote when they, this was back in the 60s, and they offered it to Prabhupada. It was a very simple poem, a very sweet, simplistic poem. And the last line of every verse was, my dear Lord or something, I just want to become your devotee. And Prabhupada said, very nice poem, but change the last line. We're not qualified. Not devotees. We're trying to become servants. Our business is to serve. That is a constitutional position. To realize that we are nothing but servants. We have no other meaning of existence other than to serve. Whatever Krishna's given us, we just use that in the service of the devotee. Now there's he said, just change it to be, I want to become a servant of the servant. not even servant. Servant to the servant. This is, you can say, one of the primary Vipro Janapitina Pivashana Shiva. Then we are the servant of the servant. Gopi Bhakti Padakaman, Dasa Dasa Dasa. We're none of these boxes. So we're all eternal servants of the servant, servant, servant. The more we can cultivate this mood of service, even if it is tinged with a certain degree of, you know, wanting to get recognized or praised, or some kind of facilitating, whatever it may be. But just with that mood, and on this year, the 50th anniversary of the founding of ISKCON, to meditate on how Srila Prabhupada, how Srila Prabhupada's life and soul was the instruction of his spiritual master to preach Krishna consciousness around the world. This is how the holy name will manifest or reveal its fullness to us when we dedicate ourselves to the process, to the lotus feet of our spiritual master, to try to assist Srila Prabhupada in spreading this Krishna consciousness to every town and village. I mean, that's just my tough and forth. So I would want to say, I'd be happy to have my head hit on the floor at any moment if it helps us to somehow break that Maharaj's saying that. The false ego, this attachments, which or these false identities which we may have, thinking they are actually devotional service, reflections of devotional service, they look real, but there's nothing. Of course, you know, you can say they can help the minds of Krishna, but we want the real thing. And Krishna's always giving us that chance. His mercy is unlimited. And that we really, when I was asking that question, wonderful answers were there, I was thinking, well, they're teaching us that we are only, our only hope is the mercy of Guru Granth. That's my thought. As Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, it is impossible, Lord Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. That's one of the first things to realize. I am a fool. So I guess that word's in my dictionary. I'm a fool. It's impossible for the jiva to single-handedly overcome the illusion of distraction. It is only possible by the mercy of the Lord. Therefore one should fervently pray for the mercy of the Lord. It's the only hope. So whatever our problems are, whatever it is, we should try to cultivate this mood of praying for the Lord's mercy. Without His mercy, nothing is possible. Everything is His mercy, but we've forgotten. So prayer also helps us to remember that everything is His mercy. No matter how far we are, believe me, I'm, like many of you may also, coming from a rather fallen background, I was born in a very holy place, and despite that I became fallen. I was born in a town in England called Pig Hill. Pig Hill. My grandfather was a butcher, and we're basically, I was working in a slaughterhouse when I was young. And you know, you can imagine how mercy Prabhupada is. So unlimited mercy. We're taking advantage of this opportunity here. The association of Satyananda Maharaj and Mahaprabhu, all the other wonderful Vaishnavas here to realize how small we are and how we, none of us would be here now. God knows if we'd be in this body. But, you know, we're completely dependent upon the mercy of the pure devotees, mercy of the Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
I apologize for my over sentimentality. It's maybe, what can I say? The heart is full of material desires, and as long as they're there, over sentimentality will sometimes show us ugly face and what to do. Yeah, thank you all very much.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His Holiness Satyananda Maharaj ki jai. disgrace Mahatma Prabhu ki jai. Shishi Radha Gopinanda Padita Vishaka Devis ki jai. Shri Jagannath Baladeva Siddhartha ki jai. Shishi Gornitai ki jai. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai. Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan Movement ki jai. Patita Pavana Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Prabhupada's founding of ISKCON 50th anniversary ki jai. Go, GBC have asked us to say it every day. Ben Madhwani, so I'm trying to remember at least that much. I forget everything else, but there's something. I'm trying to cooperate with the GBC. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
So Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Maharaj. It's so nice to hear when a Vaishnava, true Vaishnava, opens his mouth. We learn a lot. I think the students all know we will meet at 10:30 in the seminar or library room. Please all be there at the proper time, and see you very soon. Now take sufficient breakfast. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.